Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is Watchman on the Wall. This is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you from Warren, Ohio. Praising the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going on down there in Dallas, Atlanta, Georgia, on Block Talk Radio. We're going to cross over there on Dallas, somewhere around Dallas, Texas. We're going to talk to Brother Tim Jackson, my co-worker, co-founder, brother, I'm telling you, I just don't know how to express it, the communication that the Lord has given me to preach this gospel of our Lord and Jesus Christ. We're doing it because time is running out for us. We ain't going to be here too much longer. I can say that with 110%. Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth, and this is the best way that we can get it out, because we can tell you the real word of God. We don't have to worry about getting a collection after we get through, because we don't want none. We may hurt your feelings, but I'd rather for your feelings to be hurt now than be hurting in hell forever. We're trying to prevent you from going to hell. We don't want you to go to hell. We love you so much.
Sure don't.
You know why we love you so much? Because God loved us, and he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him should not perish. And we'll point our heart out to you tonight to let you know this is End Time Global Link Ministry, where we preach save Jesus and him crucified, died and rose again, coming back to get a blameless church, coming back get a holy church, coming back get a righteous church, come back getting a church that's been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. We don't make no different race, creed, or color, or background, or status quo, before ugly or pretty. We ain't worried about that. What we worried about, concerned about, is your soul, because you got one.
That's right.
And you ain't gonna get no money. If you miss Christ, if you miss the loving Savior, if you miss the being blood washed in the blood of the Lamb, Lord have mercy. Please,
right.
I beg you to God on my hands and knees. Amen. It's time for you to look up and see what's going on in our world today, because this is in a pitiful shape. It's in a bad shape.
Right.
It's in intensive care. Amen. It's intensive care. It ain't no plaything. All that you see today, all that you hear today, all that you feel today, amen. I feel uncomfortable because, you know why I feel uncomfortable? I feel uncomfortable because I can't do enough for the Lord to get this word out. The only way
you can
get to heaven, I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. The only way you can get to heaven is through Jesus Christ. You can't go there through no Mickey Mouse religion that the devil's trying to put out there, telling you that you got to be a certain race before you get to heaven, or you got to be have a certain amount of money, or you got to look just right for God to take you to hell. But you ain't going. I don't care how you look. You must be born again. And we're going to drill on that. We're going to talk about that. This is Watchman on the Wall, Elder G. Bazaar. And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to go down there in prayer. Come on, that brother.
Amen.
Brother Jackson, come on in here and set me on fire, amen, and set you on fire, amen, because God is consuming fire. And Jeremiah said it's like fire. The Holy Ghost is like fire. It's like fire up in my bones, and I can't hold my head. I got to tell you, there's a way to escape, and that's through the cross. We just come out of the resurrection of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ this past Sunday. Amen. And guess what? He's still alive. Amen. He's still saving. He's going to save you tonight. Who you are, wherever you are, listen to me today. Don't turn me off. Don't turn me down. Amen. I'm doing this because Christ has called us to do this, and we're going to do it until Jesus Christ comes back. And very soon, as we get into the Bible prophecy and the birth of Christ, the rapture, the return of Christ, or the millennium reign, or the 144 people, we get into that, amen, because we got some stuff for you, man. Woo, that makes you shout. Amen. And that is, Jesus Christ can save anybody, anytime, anywhere, any place. And we want you to listen to this program. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over this program and over Brother Tim. Lord, we come to you this evening. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. We ask you right now to bless you every time that you take the word. Lord, rightly divide the word of truth and need it not to be ashamed. Amen. Before men, before women, before whoever listens to it, that the word of God may go out, that it may convict.
Amen.
come back to you not void. We're out to win souls, win souls,
amen,
win souls. Jesus Christ, the rapture is right around the corner. We know that,
amen,
Lord. We know that. We study our word. We walk in the spirit. We're committed to do this to save souls because hell, we know hell is too hot. We don't want nobody,
amen,
to go, Father. We ask you right
That's
now,
right.
We go into the serpent. You anoint both of us in the name,
amen,
of the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the name.
Let the church
of Yahshua.
All right, brother, work with it. Work with
Amen,
it.
Amen, brother. Amen. Can you hear me? Testing, testing. One, two, three. Can you hear me? Okay. Amen. I just want to make sure. Amen. Kind of sound a little funny on my end. I don't know. Maybe it's my little headphones. I don't know. Amen.
Okay.
All glory be to the Most High God. Excuse me. Amen. Amen. We're grateful to be here. We're grateful for this opportunity. Amen. As the brother said, the King is soon to come. Amen. And I'll tell you right now, amen, I've just been thinking about this past week, how prideful man has gotten, amen, with these guns. Amen. Me and my wife was at the restaurant yesterday. I took her out for lunch, and I noticed this guy was sitting there. He had a gun on his hip, and I'm just thinking to myself, Lord have mercy. You know, what type of world have we become to where a man feel like he got to carry a gun, especially in this country? We're not in a third world country. We're in the first world country. Man, to me, what that really is, it's just my personal opinion. You may not agree with it. To me, it symbolizes weakness, amen, and insecurity. Amen. That's just my opinion. Now, you say, hey, I'll carry my gun, and you claim you believe God, amen. But like I tell people, and I have told people for many years, I rather trust the Holy Spirit, my Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, than any man-made weapon, amen, on this planet to protect me. Because you want to know why? Amen. God can strike anybody dead. God ain't got to use lightning. God can kill you dead, cause you to drop dead if you try to cause me any harm. That's the type of God I serve. That's the God that I serve. Amen. Amen. Well, God can send. You can just be by yourself, and you can send many to flight. That's the type of God that I serve, amen. And like I told people, this is not bragging or boasting. I've been blessed not to have a gun, not to carry a gun, not to use a gun, not to need a gun. And I'm going to continue to believe that all the days of my life while I'm on this earth until God calls me home or until he comes back to get me, amen. I trust God. I trust my Heavenly Father, amen. And this war, you know, just really just been putting that thought on my mind. You know, how people are just, how I look at how from the time from Cain and Abel, we know, far as we know, as far back as we can go in the Bible, to my knowledge, Cain and Abel, that was the first murder. He slew
his own brother.
Amen, doctor. Amen.
Yes,
he
yes,
killed his, that's right. That's right. He killed his own flesh and blood. Man, I tell people, I got five brothers. Well, one is put laid to rest. I got four brothers that's still alive. I have not ever thought about killing or hurting one of my brothers like that. You know, sometimes when you get into it and you get mad at people, you may want to hurt them, but not kill them. You don't want to kill. You may want to punch somebody just a little bit, rough them up a little bit, but you don't want to kill nobody. You know, that was an evil, wicked that came
yes,
to change mind.
Yeah.
Amen,
yeah.
Doctor. You better preach it. That was an evil thing, wasn't it? That was evil.
Yes,
he wanted to kill. He was so mad and jealous hard at his own flesh and blood. He picked up a rock. If I'm not mistaken, it was a rock, a stone. He killed his brother.
Stone.
Amen. Let me look at the scripture. I don't want to misinterpret it. It's been a while. Amen. But he had killed his own brother.
Brother.
Lord have mercy. Amen. And so you have to think about, and really why I say that, because I think about where we are going from where we have been. We came from Cain and Abel, and then you think about all the way up until the time of what? The time of Christ's return, which we are very, very close to where man has what? We got military weapons. We got tanks. We got guns. We got rifles. We got we got nuclear weapons, and
weapons.
This is just, amen. This is just my thought. I could be wrong, But I believe that after the church is gone, after the church has been gathered together and raptured to heaven, that man is going to use this nuclear weapon that they have.
Yes,
see, the point that I'm making is, amen, the point that I'm
Come
making
on.
Is nobody has these weapons just for decoration. Abigail,
no.
Amen. He have guns. He don't have just a gun. He got guns. And he talks about them. And I just think to myself, Lord, I just pray that he don't never have to ever use them or want to use them. But, you know, he carries a gun every now and then on his hip. I've seen people, family members, and I'm just wondering to myself, why do they feel the need to have a gun? And
Come
I've
on,
heard
now.
Amen, doctor. And I've actually heard some people say silly stuff. Oh, I remember one of my brothers, he's gotten older now, you know, and he's been through some things. So he's a lot more humble than when he used to be. But, man, my brother used to shoot at people. And we used to talk to him about that stuff. Oh, yeah, he used to cut up. Amen, because sometimes you got to understand that some things are generational. My uncles used to cut up. My dad used to tell about how his brothers used to cut up, and I think one of them killed people. You know, that type of stuff can carry on through your bloodline. And if you're not careful to control yourself, I know the type of person that I am. That's why I prefer to choose God. I chose God. I'm so glad that I did, because I know if I hadn't, I'd probably be in prison or dead, because I know
Come
the type
now.
Of person
Come
I am.
On.
Amen. Because see, amen. I used to have to carry a gun because I used to, I could go a little bit. You know, I was athletic. And I had five older brothers, so I had to come up in a family where you had to fight. Amen. But the point that I'm making is we was coming up in a time where people wasn't ready to fight. You know, anytime I got to all care, I was always ready to fight. But I had to get wiser because people began to pull guns. And so, you know, I was thankful that God delivered me out of the world and kept me from that. That was just the prayers of my parents. And the point that I'm making is that
come
the
on.
World – it's so prideful. People will rather pick up a gun and shoot you than to fight you like a man. And it don't matter about your size. I understand people, man. Well, he may be big. I remember a time when people were small. But small, man, I got a brother right now. One of my brothers is smaller than all of them. But, man, even some of his classmates, I still see, said, man, your brother can fight. Amen. But I'm just saying the pride of people now won't let them lose. People are so prideful. We talked about this last year on the show. One of my wife's family members lost his life, amen, because he got to the altercation with the guy. He got the best of him. The guy got mad, and the next few days he found him walking and shot him and killed him.
Cool.
You see how people are?
Yeah.
And this is the type of world that we live in, and the world, in my opinion, don't seem like it's going to get no better. It ain't getting no better. Look at this war with Ukraine. Amen, doctor. God can make God. This man is just killing people, men, women, and he don't. It don't look like. Amen. It don't look like to me, doctor. Doesn't look like it to you. It don't look like he gonna stop.
No stopping.
It don't look like he's gonna stop. And I believe. Mm-hmm. That this war is what's going to lead the world into World War III. And this is why we say World War III. Amen.
That's what it is.
And I just think, amen, it's what it is. And I just think about this. It's a sad thing that these people are losing a lot. They said now they had like 3,000 people have died, men, women, and children. Amen. You may not think that's a lot, but that's a lot of people. 3,000 people.
Yes, it is.
And what?
Yes, it is.
We're almost at 2 months. 2 months. And so
2 months.
We just sitting back watching because, let me tell you, when the church is gone, that number is next to nothing. Oh, my gosh. Man, you know, man don't have these weapons. They don't want to use them. But you know why they built them up? Amen. Because somebody wants to have the say so. Somebody wants to say, hey, this is how it's gonna be. But now it's like a person that got a gun. Now the other person got a gun. And now they all got guns, big guns. And now one's afraid that the other one may use it. and Russia is threatening to use the big gun, the nuclear weapons. And they got other weaponry, the EMP. Man, don't you know, if they have what we think they have, if they have an EMP that's so powerful, like a great bomb, if that thing can knock out power across the nation, that will hurt us bad. That will hurt us bad. People don't understand that if he got what we believe he got, because they've been talking about this, and I'm saying they can't have this, you know, but there ain't no telling. They possibly could have it. That stuff can knock us back into the Stone Age, and you don't
Stone
want that. Stone Age, amen, and we are praying that you know, that for the people of the world, we're praying for your salvation because, amen, if we are
Come
in
on,
the time that
Come
we
on.
Believe that we are in,
man,
your only escape is going to be salvation because the Bible, Daniel prophesied it, Christ talked about it to his disciples, and now 2,000 years later, we are finally here, and there is
we're
no
here.
Getting around it. Amen. We are here. We knew
we're here.
That this was inevitable. In other words, it was bound to happen, and there ain't no stopping it. We knew at some point, because my dad used to talk about this when we were kids, and I never thought when I got an adult, especially after I got saved, I was like, oh, we won't even be here when this happens. That'll be for my great-grandkids or my grandkids. I didn't even think my children would be here to see this. But it's a possibility that this year the church will be gone.
Gone, brother. Tell it.
Amen. Amen.
Tell it.
And there is no escape. There ain't no putting it off. It ain't no, oh, well maybe it's going to be we're here. The time
we're
is
here.
Sooner. Amen, doctor. My brother, me and my brother was talking, I think it was late last year, and he said, you know what? The time may be sooner than what we thought. This is one of my other beliefs. The time may be sooner, amen, than what we think it is. I said, brother, that's what I believe. I believe the time
amen.
Is a lot sooner than what we think it is. We thought it was going to be some generations from us, you know, maybe, you know, 100, 200, maybe even as far
Come
as
on.
300 years, amen, from above. Now we see with the things that's going on, and you think
yes,
about sir. It, if you really, really think about it, this is the perfect time because you want
Come
to know
on,
why. Amen. This is the perfect time because, for one, ain't nobody paying attention. The
pastor's
not attention. Preaching it. Ain't nobody paying attention. See, anytime your everyday preacher ain't picked up on some of this stuff that's going on, like we said, when they did the mask mandate all over the world, that was the first thing that set me off. I'm like, wait a minute. You mean to tell me they're going to mandate? That sounds like the mark of the beast because we knew it wasn't the mark of the beast. We knew it wasn't the mark of the beast, but we knew that it was a type, meaning it was just like the mark of the beast where the Antichrist, the real true Antichrist, is going to stay in the middle of the tribulation. You and if you want to buy or sell, you must have this mark in your forehead or in your right hand.
Come on, preacher.
Ain't that what it said?
That's
Ain't
what
that
said.
What it said? And then right before this war happened, right before the war happened, what were they saying? You got to have a mandate. If you want to keep your job, there were a lot of jobs going to all of you. They were laying off before this war happened. Man, one of the banks I used to work for told its employees, you have until the end of the month, and they had laid off some of their employees until they got the shot. I said,
Come on,
what in the world? I got friends. They all got jobs. They had to go get shot. My son had to go get a shot. They told him at his job, if you want to keep your job, you got to have a shot by this day. And he had to leave where he had to leave his job just to go get the shot. Just to keep his job. No probation, not just to keep his job. And all the people who decided not to get the shot, they lost their job.
Yeah, yes.
We had mayors around the country, especially the North, Chicago, New York, talking about if you don't get the shot, you won't be able to buy enough. You won't be able to do business in this city. I said, what in the world? Man, if that don't sound like the mark of the beast, that should have been enough to set off your pastors. That should have set something in their spirit to say, no, this ain't right. This sound like the mark of the beast.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on. Yes, sir.
They read the same Bible that I read. And I'm encouraging all the ministers, the pastors, whoever. Amen. If you're hearing this message, you don't have to been knowing about Revelation. You can start studying Revelation now. It's time to preach this word. You can listen to us and listen to the past show that we preach. We don't mind, do we, brother? I don't mind. If you want to use some of the stuff that I didn't say and study and pray about it, by all means do. Our job is the same. We are on the same team, the same side. Our job is to warn the church. When Christ gave John the warning and he told him
come
to
on,
write in the book, he told John in Revelation, John said, when I seen him, I fell at his feet as dead. That was serious. That wasn't nothing to play with. Christ was serious. And what did Christ do? Christ touched him on his shoulder.
Yes.
What he tell? He said, fear not. Man has been murdering since Cain and Abel, and it's only gotten worse. Amen. Since Cain, amen. If you could see the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, it, man, you wouldn't be. You probably, after coming back from the spirit, you probably just dropped dead because you wouldn't believe the stuff.
Amen.
Man, you would just probably drop dead in the flesh because you would not believe the stuff that they're doing behind the scenes, the type of experiments that they're actually doing on human beings. These folks will make you think that they are moral, and they're not. The experimentation that they're doing with man, the type of gene splicing that they're doing with people, kidnapping people, organ harvesting. This evil stuff has been since Cain and Abel. It was the first murder, doctor. It's the first murder that I know of in the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And he slew his brother. The Bible, he said, and the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? Now watch what and he said, I know not. Watch what Cain said. He had the nerve. Am I my brother's keeper? My God.
Come on.
Man, I've been running from him because I've been scared lightning was going to rain down from him. I've been running from around him. He had the nerve to tell God of heaven, Yahweh, am I my brother's keeper? The nerve. And watch
the nerve.
And he said, what hast thou done? God said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cried unto me from the ground. The book of Enoch talks about Cain and Abel. Amen. Lord, have mercy. The book of Enoch talks about Cain and Abel, how Cain
was his
brother, and how Abel was just, he's just waiting. He was waiting for his generations to be wiped off the face of the planet because of what he did to him. See, when people die, amen, that ain't it. There's another side.
No.
Amen. There's another side.
Nope.
See,
It ain't over.
See, when people kill somebody, that person, if he goes to hell, he wants somebody to take vengeance on that person for what he did to him.
Yeah.
Amen. He's in hell crying out. This person here took my life. I remember a classmate of mine, and they say he was gang affiliated. He ended up killing this guy. He stabbed this guy in the chest and killed him because the guy and his friends kept jumping on him, and he just got tired of it. So when the guy came up to him again, the guy claimed that he wasn't going to do anything to him, and he was just giving him a hug and just apologize. But my classmate, you know, he didn't know. He didn't know if they were going to jump him again. He didn't know. So what he did when the guy was hugging him, he took out a knife from out of his back pocket and stabbed him in the chest. And within minutes, when the ambulance got there, they said the boy had died. It was just a young boy. We had just graduated from high school. This happened right my senior year after we graduated that summer. He killed the boy. Now, what the sad part was, the boy that he killed was a twin. And the twin promised he was going to kill that boy for killing his twin. And don't you know, probably not even 10 years later, that twin saw that same guy that I went to school with, saw him at a club in the car with his girlfriend. And we had told him, we said, man, they talk about, the rumor is this guy's going to take you out if you come back to the city. Because he ended up getting off on, they let him go because first they arrested him, put him in jail for like a year. And they said let him go because they said it was self-defense. And he had moved to another city. He ended up coming with years later. He came back. We don't know why he came back. But that guy always promised him. He saw that guy in front of a club. Don't you know he shot that guy in the head and killed him for killing his brother? Now, that twin that was left alive to kill the guy, he's doing a life sentence right now.
Ooh.
The killing, and this was a long time ago. This was back in the 90s and coming up into the 2000s. There's millions of stories like that. Millions. There's literally millions of stories like that across this planet for many years, for hundreds, thousands of years. Man has been killing. And what I'm saying to you is man's sin is leading up to God's judgments and punishment that's soon to hit this planet.
It's coming.
It's coming. And
it's
God
coming.
Said it can't hold no more. It can't hold no more. God says, see, people want to go on. See, you see the good things. You see the vacations, the big bank accounts, the nice cars, the homes. But God sees all. He sees the pain. He sees the hurt. He sees the little kids that are being taken advantage of. It's sad.
Come on.
It's called CPS here in Texas. That's Child Protective Service. I don't know what they call it in other states. This is supposed to be the service that when the parents are not doing right with the children, about the children, the state will take them from the children and replace them into a supposed more safe and secure home. But you know, more of these kids are dying in these supposed more safe, secure homes. They're being taken advantage of. You know what I'm talking about. They're being molested and taken advantage of in these supposed safe and secure homes more than they are with the parents. It's sad for a child to be taken from their parents' home, placed in another home, and end up dying.
Come on.
God sees it all. He sees it all. See, there's a lot of stuff that they don't report on the news. God is tired. And this war is just another example of man's wickedness, sin, evil thirst, to say,
I got this,
I got money, I got power, I can do what I want to do. And that's what this man is doing. He's flexing his muscle because it reminds me of a person with a gun. I know people that got guns. My brother used to tote a gun. I just remember how my brother used to talk all the time. He used to talk about killing people. We thought, man, why you want to kill somebody? It's something about having a gun that people, when they have a gun, they don't know how to control themselves. I've always seen people who got guns talking about they want to kill somebody. I'm like, Lord have mercy. I said, I don't ever want that. That's why I ain't never picked up a gun. I said, that's how I make you act. Like every time you tell them, they can't. It's like the people who got a gun can't wait to use it. And that's the problem with the world. They can't wait to. That's why now they talk about doing something with this ghost gun. Because people out here taking lives. People who shouldn't even have a gun got guns. Lord have mercy. And we
have mercy.
To the point of World War III. God,
World
the
War
church ain't going to be here. If you think the church going to be here, you know how they kick off the football, brother, and the game start? When the tribulation start, we won't be here.
Amen.
Amen. It's going to be so much bloodshed. I'm talking about not into the thousands. Not into the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. We're talking about into the millions and into the billions. You think World War One, Two, Three, World War One and World War Two ain't gonna have nothing on World War Three in the Great Tribulation? Ain't gonna have nothing. That number's gonna be multiplied. It's gonna be so many people dropping dead and just dying in the billions. And I'm not just saying that to scare you. I'm not just saying that just to be mean, to be cruel, to be ugly, to just say I want people to die. I remember when I was in seminary school, this was a conversation. And the people in class was aware of this, that yes, it's going to be in the billions. This was many years ago when I went to seminary school. We're talking about over 15 years ago. And I've been doing this for years, and I can say it was a shock for me, brother, when I heard it. I'm like, wait a minute. The instructor said, what? Billions of people, and I'm up here, brother, amen, my knees are beginning to knock. I'm like, man, I don't want to be here
come
on the planet. But amen, when this happened, I said, when is this supposed to happen? Amen. But God
amen.
Bless you to study, read, and learn Revelation. And, brother, I can wipe the sweat off my brow when I can say we won't even be here.
No, sir. No,
we
sir.
We won't even be here for that. We, the church, the believers, the saints of God, when that evil hit the planet, the Holy Spirit, God, Christ is going to take us out of here. We won't even
all
be
right.
here. Brother, go ahead. Go ahead and knock
amen.
It down, brother. I'm going to come back.
God.
Amen.
You brought it right on down. First murder. Cain killed Abel.
Yeah. Amen.
And the main reason that Cain killed Abel, woo, is what Cain done to Abel because he got jealous, he got envious of the sacrifice that Abel made. What Abel made, he made a sacrifice with a lamb, and he put it on the altar, and he kneeled down before God and cut the jugular vein of the lamb and sprinkled it on himself.
Oh.
And the lamb represent the long due Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from 4004 B.C. until 4 B.C. when Christ was born. That sacrifice that Abel used was a symbolic type and shadow of the burial, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Although the lamb didn't get up, Abel knew that it would take blood, animal's blood, to cover his sins, because when he was born in sin and shaped in iniquity.
Amen.
And he used the lamb to use an atonement for his sins. He believed that the blood was the atonement for his sin, which was a long panorama view of the blood of Christ. And Cain got angry because when he offered his sacrifice, he did it without blood. He brought his garden food and put it on the altar and expect God to accept it without blood. And God rejected it, and Cain got angry. He got so angry and so frustrated because God accepted him because of the blood sacrifice, and he rejected the blood. And so by him rejecting the blood, he figured if I kill Abel, I can get rid of and go on about my business. But when he slew his brother, that was a capital crime. But you know something? God gave Cain mercy to repent, and he did not
Amen.
Repent. And the Bible said if you want the information, woo, let me get it for you. Let me get this
hey,
right
come on,
for you. So we want to get this straight, because a lot
That's
of
right.
people think, a lot of people think, oh, if I work good and do good things, that I can get to heaven. Cain did. He thought if he could grow something in the garden and put it on the altar, God is going to accept it. But listen to what Hebrews broke down this. He said, by faith.
Well, what chapter?
Chapter 4, verse. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
He offered more excellent sacrifice. What was the most excellent sacrifice? The most excellent sacrifice was that he took one of his ewe lambs, one of his best ewe lambs, and cut the jugular, and took the blood and sprinkled it on himself, and kneeled down at the altar, and repented of his sins, and believed that that lamb blood was a covering for his sin. And the Bible said, this is what the Bible said, and God was well pleased. He was pleased. The sacrifice, because Abel acknowledged his sins. He repented of his sin, and he accepted the blood of the lamb, and God said, well done. Listen to what it says. It says, by faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Oh, my God. Oh, brother Abel was righteous. He was righteous. God testifying of his gift. And through it, he being dead, still speaking. Lord, have mercy. Do you understand that scripture? That scripture says there had to be a blood sacrifice from somebody in the early dawn of history to represent that there had to be an ultimate sacrifice in the latter dawn of history, and that ultimate sacrifice was Jesus Christ. That's why Apostle Paul said, I preach nothing else but save Jesus and him crucified. And the world today is going the way of Cain. They don't believe. There's a lot of people don't believe in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. There's a lot of people don't believe in the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. There's a lot of people that don't believe the virgin birth. There's a lot of people that don't believe that Jesus got up on the third day with all power in heaven and earth. There's a lot of people that don't believe that he's coming back again. There's a lot of people that don't believe in the word of God. They're trying to explain it away. They're trying to get rid of the word of God. There's a lot of philosophers and theologians and high class, supposed to be smart people, denying Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory
That's
of God.
Right.
And what I mean by when they deny the Lord Jesus Christ, they deny that Jesus Christ, get this now, get it right. They deny that Jesus Christ is God Almighty all by himself. Don't need nobody else. He is the one that came from nowhere, because since he's everywhere, there was nowhere for him to come. He's the Almighty.
Right.
He's the everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the God of the universe. He's the God of the galaxies. He's the God of the stars. He's the God of everything, and he made everything. He spoke to nothing, and everything came into existence. Woo! That's what kind of God we're serving. And, Abel, bless his heart. Abel said, I have to have some blood because the soul is in the blood. The soul is in the blood. And when Christ came down to earth, guess what? It was God's blood. And his soul was in the blood. And it took the shed blood of Jesus Christ to save humanity. And humanity is rejecting the blood of Jesus Christ. He's rejecting the love of Jesus Christ. Everybody want to try to work their way to heaven. Some people trying to pay their way to heaven. Some people trying to work good, go to heaven. Some people trying to put themselves above men, the other person. Some people, some races believe there's only one kind of race going to heaven. But the Bible says they come from all kinds of nations and tongues are going to stand before the throne of God at the final day. And the only ones that will be able to stand are those that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Don't come talking to me about how good you look, how well you speak, how much education you got. That's not going to get you to heaven. No, no.
That's right.
It's gonna take the blood of Christ. And let me tell you, let me go back a little bit here, amen, and get some more scriptures for you. If you will go to the book of Second Timothy, three and one. Let's see what Apostle Paul says about his last. I don't give you some information on that sacrifice that Jesus Christ done. That was the greatest sacrifice that God has ever given to mankind. He only gave it to you once. And he came from heaven, and he did it one time, and he's not coming the second time to do it again. It's done. I mean, it's done more than a biscuit in the stove. It's done more than a turkey in the stove. Why? Because he said, when God bowed his head, he said, it is finished. Don't come talking about no theologians coming up with a new doctrine and a new Bible doctrine, because the Bible is the same yesterday, the same today, and it will last forever. People will be in hell wishing they would have listened to the word of God. Some people will be in hell wishing they would accept Jesus Christ. Don't be that person. Don't tell nobody that you, if you go to church every Sunday for 40 years and never miss Sunday school, never miss a church choir practice, you never miss anything that was church activity, that you don't go to heaven. No, you ain't going to heaven, because you can't go to heaven to church. because you are the church. You are the one that Jesus Christ bought with his own blood, because he said, up on this rock, I'm going to build my church. And it's not made out of wood. It's not made out of concrete. It's not made out of steeples. It's not made out of nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. He's called the sinner man out of darkness into the marvelous light. And God is calling men and women and boys and girls today, and it seems like nobody want to listen. Nobody want to pay attention. But I wish one thing, that the church will wake up and quit slobbering on themselves and quit down going around talking about what they got and what they're going to do. They're going around talking about, oh, I'm going to heaven, but you ain't going nowhere until you repent of your sins. Apostle Paul said in that last day, what's going to happen? And we are definitely, absolutely living in the last day. Don't let nobody fool you.
Amen.
And he said this. He said this 2,000 years ago. Apostle Paul said, but know this, that in the last days, perilous time will come. Not might come, not thinking about coming, but will come. The word perilous means dangerous time. Dangerous. It's dangerous today, brother. It's dangerous in church. It's dangerous standing on the street corner. It's dangerous. It's dangerous everywhere. There's no way you can go that you could be killed. Look at the football player that was walking down Main Street somewhere. I forgot the name of the city, and he was a player for the Steelers, and he played for the Cleveland Browns. He was walking along the street. Amen. Look at here. And got a truck hit him and ran over and killed him. Let me tell you, if you ain't saved, if you ain't sanctified, let me tell you, your soul is in jeopardy of hell.
That's right.
If you die without Christ, listen to what I'm saying, brother preacher. If you die without Jesus Christ and without repenting of your sin, you're going to die without Christ, and you're going to lift your eyes up to hell. And you're going to wish that you would have listened to that country-style preaching, because I don't preach spaghetti. I don't preach no gossiping gospel. I don't preach the gospel of money. I don't preach the gospel of good looks. I don't preach the gospel of how you dress. I don't preach that gospel. I preach the gospel. Jesus Christ died for your sin that you wouldn't have to go to hell. And here you are thinking you can go to heaven with all that stuff up all up in you. Listen what Apostle Paul said in the last days. He said, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves. Lovers of what? Money. Give me that money. Give me that money. I'm talking about church folks right now, because let me tell you, I've been going to church all my life. Amen. I was born. My mama took me to church. And when I got old enough, I walked to church. When I was a teenager, I went to church. When I, in my age right now, I'm going to church more than ever. And a lot of people say, what do you mean? I got church within myself. Ooh, I'm serving the Lord every day. I'm trying to tell somebody somewhere, amen, I know somebody who can save anybody, and that anybody can be you if you want to be saved. Love is a money. Hollywood is filled with money. Some churches filled with money. I think it was one of these preachers on TV, the motivated speeches, had money stored in the church walls. So they found it up in the church walls. And he's up there preaching in the pulpit, talking about give me more money. Somebody lying. Somebody going to hell. Somebody haven't repented. Somebody ain't preaching the gospel. The love of money. Look at Hollywood. Hollywood is selling the soul for money. Look at the Illuminati. They're selling their soul. Look at the secret society. Look at the witchcraft. Look at all this stuff that's going on our TV. People say, give me the money, I'll do anything for you. They're selling their soul.
Boasters.
We got boasters in the house of God. Lord have mercy. We got preachers boasting how well they can preach. And if you ain't preaching Jesus Christ, you need to sit down. If you ain't preaching holiness, you need to sit down. If you ain't preaching repentance and turn from your wicked ways, you need to sit down. Why? Because let me tell you, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. Look at what it said. Proud boast. Proud. Proud. Head so big, they can't hold it up on the shoulder. Blasphemers. My Lord. People blaspheming God, using his name in vain. They cursing out Christ. They cursing out God. I'm church folks. I ain't talking about being I ain't talking about the world because they're going to do what they want to do. I'm talking about church folks talking about they do Jesus Christ. And you using and profaning the name of Jesus Christ every day of your life. You come out of church with horns on your head. You come out carrying tail. And I'm not talking about a tail like some people think the devil got a tail. I'm talking about the devil's a tail. He's got a long tail because he likes the tail. Blasphemers, disobedience to parents. Why? Because they're not trained. Amen. They're not trained. They don't take them to church no more. Amen. They let them go to church when they get ready. Their parents are broken up. Divorces are high. We got men that are having babies out of wedlock, all around the country. And then we wonder how come there's so many young folks minds are all bent out of shape. Why? Because they had no
church. That's right.
They didn't take them to church. They took them down there to the big joint. They didn't take them to church. You know where they took them at? They took them down there to play football, basketball, everywhere but the house of God and learn something Jesus Christ. No, don't learn nothing about Jesus Christ, because if you learn anything about Jesus Christ, you might get saved. Well, that's what we want you to do. We want you to recognize we're living in perilous times. Unthankful.
That's it.
Church folks, unthankful, always complaining, never satisfied. Always complain. Oh Lord, I'm sick. Oh, as you get well, you don't go to church. You sick, you try to go to church. You got money, you go to. If you ain't got no money, you say, well, I ain't got no money, I don't need to go to church. And when you get money, you don't put nothing in the offering plate. And then let me tell you, I ain't making you put nothing in if you don't do it out of a clear, holy heart, pure heart. Don't give it at all. Listen, unholy.
That's right.
We got the most unholy folks. In church. I don't know why the Lord got me on this, because it's up in the church. Out of the seven churches of Asia Minor, there's only two churches that Jesus Christ accepted, and that was the church of Smyrna and the church of Philadelphia. The other church had complaints because they weren't living holy. They weren't following up on birth, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They weren't following up on the rapture of the church. They weren't following up on the coming of the Antichrist. They weren't following up on the peace treaty that's going to be signed pretty soon. They weren't following up on the tribulation period. They weren't telling nobody about the 144,000 Jews that's going to preach the gospel during the tribulation period. They weren't following up on, look up on Russia. Russia, the Gog and Magog war, which coming on the scene. Let me tell you,
Putin
is going to come out and take Ukraine, and he's going to use that for his stationary base to come down from the holy mountain up on Israel. We got Putin saying, nobody can stop me now. Not even America can stop you. And I don't care how much Biden gives them ammunition, they ain't going to be able to stand against Putin, because he called Putin out of the woodwork, and he's telling Putin now, an evil thought going to come in your mind, an evil, low-down, dirty thought going to come in your mind in the latter part of this year, and that evil thought is that I want to go down to Jerusalem and capture the Middle East, because if I get the Middle East, I can rule the world. Why? Because in the Middle East, you got everything that you need. You got oil, you got gas, you got food, you got the right climate, you got potash, which is fertilizer to grow food with, you got cattle, you got all kinds of production to keep yourself warm. And Putin says, and since old Biden done put
come on now
put something on me, all my oil is running out, my gas is running out. I gotta get somewhere where I can get some gas, because I gotta run my tanks and planes. I gotta get down there so I can tell the world I'm gonna rule the world. It's something like Hitler. Hitler came on the scene in 1933 and he reigned to 1944. And when Hitler came on the scene, he promised the Jews that he would protect them and give them the desires of a heart. But when old Hitler got in, turned on the Jew, and he took a concentration camp and put him in the concentration camp, and he starved them to death. He burned them to death. He skinned them alive. He used the hair for wigs. He used the gold to melt down and use it for money. He used everything that the Jews had, because his main thing was to do is to exterminate the Jew. If I can exterminate the Jew, I can take the whole world to hell. But he forgot about one man that came from Galilee. Good God Almighty, it was Jesus. He came down through 42 generations. And when he came down out of the line of the tribe of Judah. He came on down and was born in Bethlehem of Judea. He stayed on the earth for 33.5 years. And when he stayed on the 33.5 years, one thing he had to do, good God Almighty, oh, yes. Some said if he would have came down and healed the sick and raised the dead and cast out devils in his name and walked on the water and fed 5,000 and went down back to heaven, the whole world would go to hell. But my God,
amen.
The Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish. He knew he had to go
yes,
to Calvary.
He did.
Jesus had to go to Calvary. Saints, listen to me. He had to go to Calvary. And what did he have to do? He had to hang for 6 long hours. He had to hang him high and stretch him wide. He had to be nailed to a piece of wood. He had to be ridiculed and mocked at. He had to be slapped on. He had to be
That's
hit
right.
39
right.
He had
That's
to be
right.
nails through his hand. He had to spit upon him. They had to pluck his beard out, put the beard out of his face. They had to put a crown of thorn on his head. They had to go around wagging, say, if you be the Son of God, why don't you come down off the cross? And Jesus talking with his he said, I'm going to do something better than that. I'm going to go down. Listen here. I'm going to go down in the grave. And when I go down in the grave, I'm going to unlock the gates of hell. I'm going to take death and buckle it on my side and put the keys on my right side. I'm going to talk to old Lucifer and tell Slewfoot, you can't hold me. You can't hold me in the grave because I'm the Lord God of Israel. I'm the God
That's
that
right.
came from nowhere. And because I came from nowhere, that means I'm everywhere. And since you came from nowhere, there's nowhere I can go that I've never been. And Satan had to back up because when he went down into hell, he saw the nail prints in his hand. He saw the fierce side. He saw the crown of thorns had marked on him. And Satan said, I ain't never, never, never met somebody like this. I met Abraham. I met Jacob. I met the prophets. And I still got them down. Here, but this one here is a unique one. This one here is Almighty God. And Jesus told Lucifer, you go ahead and talk to death. You and death and corruption have a conversation. And death looked at corruption. And corruption looked at death. And old
That's
corruption
right.
said, now I will corrupt him. I will corrupt his body if old death can hold it. And old death said, I can hold it. I helped all these other patriarchs. Who was this dude? Who was this clown?
Yeah.
You know, I talk about Jesus today. They think he's a clown. They think he was a just a natural man, but he was God, the end man. He was God in the flesh. He was
That's
God
right.
all by himself. And he became a man because he had to have a blood system. And mankind needs somebody to shed his blood. Nobody was able to do it. All the animals that was offered sacrifice in the Old Testament was just a covering. But somebody need to die and come back from the grave on his own power. And nobody ever did that. Mohammed couldn't do it. No, 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 no. The Baptist couldn't do it. No. The Presbyterian couldn't do it. The Catholic couldn't do it. The Pope couldn't do it. Charlemagne couldn't do it. Napoleon couldn't do it. Hitler couldn't do it. Yeah, good God Almighty. Abraham couldn't do it. Isaiah couldn't do it. Ezekiel couldn't do it. Habakkuk couldn't do it. Nahum couldn't do it. Nobody could do it until one of the elders in the book of Revelation tried to find somebody to open the book and break the 7 seals. And they look inside the earth. They look on the top side of the earth. They look on round the earth, and nobody could find it. And then one of the elders began to weep and cry. What you crying for? Well, what you crying for? Because I can't find nobody to break the 7 seals in Revelation. I can't see nobody that's worthy to open it. And then John said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I found a lion out of the tribe of Judah, and the root of
Amen.
David to open the book and break the seven seals. And that, let me tell you, he's here. Yes, he is. He's sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for you and I. Jesus Christ is the one that can open the book. And the book of Revelation cannot be opened. Cannot be opened until what chapter? Good God Almighty. Listen to what I'm trying
to tell
you. Chapter,
Revelation.
It can't be opened until the fourth chapter. The fourth chapter is what? The rapture of the church. How do I know that Jesus Christ is coming soon? I know it because of what? The last church age. Laodicea.
Amen.
Lukewarm, mystified church. A church that has witchcraft, voodoo, all the dudes that you can think of. We got fake preachers, we got fake deacons, we got fake members that's trying to carry the name of Jesus Christ and don't know nothing about the blood washed ones. They haven't been washed in the blood of the Lamb. In Revelation, he says the only ones that's going to be able to enter the kingdom of God is those that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. You ain't been washed in nothing. Been washed in sin and degradation and pitiful works of Satan. And Paul said in that last day, they'll be without self-control. They'll be brutal, despisers of good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Let me tell you what kind of church we got. We got the true church, the blood-washed ones, and we got the fake church. We got the hypocritical church. We got the church that don't know nothing about Jesus Christ. Don't know him in the spirit. Don't know his word. Just walking around talking about they this and that and don't know nothing about it. And Jesus Christ said, I saw you in Laodicea. And when I looked at Laodicea, I saw some lukewarm Christians and I saw some cold Christians and I saw some hot Christians. Oh, what are lukewarm Christians? Lukewarm Christian is a hypocrite. Somebody that professes that they know Jesus Christ and defaming Christianity and don't know nothing about Jesus Christ. They never felt his power. They never repented. They never been baptized with the Holy Ghost. They don't know what the love of God is, because the Bible says, if a man say he loved God and hate his brother, he's a stone liar and the truth is not in him. How can you love God whom you've never seen and your brother looking you right square in the face and you going around talking about, I can't stand that dude. I can't stand her. I can't stand her. Well, you're going to hell. And you better get it right, because no hate will enter the heaven. No light will ever enter the heaven. I ain't seen in the Bible, as long as I've been reading, I ain't seen it where God said, like ye one another, as I have liked you. It says, love ye one another, because I love you. Don't love the sin, but love the person. Love the soul. Let them know, man, you're on the wrong road. Don't you believe that Jehovah's Witness is the answer. Jehovah's Witness is not the answer. Voodoo is not the answer. Yoga is not the answer. Hinduism is not the answer. Taoism is not the answer. None of those fake, false religions, because that's what it is. Religion is fake. Religion can damn your soul to go to hell. It takes a relationship with Jesus Christ for God to be pleased with your life. He's not pleased with your life. You just talking about, I'm going to work my way to heaven. I'm gonna do the best I can, and I'm gonna give my tithe, and I'm gonna treat so and so good this day, but the next day, man, I'm gonna tell them all, that ain't gonna work. No, this is why the churches, some of the churches are messed up. Listen, Isaiah, and I'm gonna turn it over to the brother. Isaiah says in the 56th chapter of Isaiah, and I want you to get this now. Isaiah 56:9. This is what it says. All you beasts of the field, come to devour. All ye beasts in the forest. His watchmen. A watchman is a preacher. A watchman is a born-again believer that's watching for the souls of men. A watchman is a pastor. A watchman is a prophet that's looking for the souls of men and telling people to repent. But look what Isaiah says about this watchman that we're going to read on. It says in the 10th verse, his watchmen are blind. Preachers are blind today. They're blind of the second coming of Jesus Christ. They're blind of holiness. They're blind of right living. They're blind. Listen to what it says. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. This is in Isaiah now. This ain't me talking. They cannot bark. They ain't barking. These preachers that's in the world today, we got a whole lot of false prophets. Oh, they're telling lies. You know why? They ain't preaching on the crucifixion. They ain't preaching on the burial, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. They ain't preaching holiness. They ain't preaching on have one wife. Come on, they ain't preaching on that. They ain't preaching on nothing but a whole lot of materialistic gain in the world and call yourself prospering. And because you're prospering, God has saved you. Well, God ain't going to save you because you're prospering. He'll save you if you repent of your sin. Listen, the preachers today are not preaching about the rapture of the church. They're not preaching the Antichrist. And the Antichrist, I'm going to tell you for a fact, the Antichrist is here today. He's alive right now. And he's waiting for what? The rapture of the church. The preachers ain't preaching the peace treaty that the Antichrist is going to make with Israel. They're not preaching the seven-year tribulation. They're not preaching the 144,000 Jews that's going to preach during the tribulation period when the church is gone. They're not preaching Russia and Israel, that Russia is going to make attack on Israel, Gog and Magog. They're not preaching that. If you tell them about that, they say, where you get that at? Read your Bible, preacher. Study the word of God, preacher. Get on your knees, preacher. Repent, preacher. Because let me tell you something. If you ain't preaching and God calls you to preach, you're going to hell responsible. And there's going to be a lot of souls, a lot of blood up on your hands if you don't preach what the Bible says. They ain't preaching the 28 judgments that's going to happen in Revelation. They ain't preaching the mark of the beast and the chip. They're not preaching the two witnesses that's going to come and preach the last part of the 3.5 years. And they're not preaching the return of Christ and the battle of Armageddon. And they're not preaching the millennium reign of Jesus Christ on this earth. Man, we ain't got no too much time left. And Paul said exactly what would happen in the last days. And he said in the last days, this would happen just before Christ comes. Information, and I'm going to turn it over to the brother. This is, for a fact, the last generation. This is a fact that this is the last generation. And a generation is consisted of a whole full generation is completed 80 years. 80 years is one generation. I was born just before the last generation. The last generation started, this is fact now, this is in my opinion, in 1948, when Israel, God's people, became a nation. And since that time, it's been 70 years of almost a whole complete generation, and this generation will end. Listen to me. This generation will end in 2029. 2029 will close this generation. And since it's going to close this generation, the Bible says this generation shall not end until these things be fulfilled. So it's going to be, if Revelation is going to be fulfilled in within one generation, 80 years, the 80 years is almost up because 2022 and add 7 on to 2022 and you get 2029, which is close of one 80-year generation. My friends, the rapture, 95.5, possibility 95.5 will happen this year because Russia is getting ready for a world war. And it ain't no joke. This is real deal. This is where God will confirm me. everything that will be fulfilled. And I'm asking you right now, if you need Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is the best time to accept him. This is the best hour of your life. Because if you die tonight without Christ, I'll guarantee you that through the word of God, you will lift your eyes up in hell. And you will ask the question, where did I go wrong? What did I do wrong? And the answer is, you refuse to accept the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ in your life through the Holy Spirit. That's the reason you're going to hell. That's the main reason majority of the world will go to hell, because they refute it. They denied it, cursed at it, the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. Don't go to hell. Please don't.
That's right. That's right.
Don't go. Please don't go. And the Bible says, repent. Turn from your sins, because you are dirty. Mm. If you're a sinner, you're dirty. The only thing can clean you up. Only thing can make you whole again. Only thing that can give you a future, because without Christ, you don't have a future.
That's right.
You can't have a future without Christ. The future that you have is torment. That ain't no future. That's stubbornness. That's rebellion. That's crazy for you to go through life and don't come to Christ when he don't give you the opportunity. Free. It's free. It's free. You don't have to pay a dime. And it ain't on no installment plan. Salvation is free and it's eternal. You cannot be unsaved after the Lord done saved you.
Amen.
The devil gets mad at that because he thinks he can come back there up in my chest and all up in my organs and go into my spirit and yank Christ out. He's a lying wonder, because he didn't save me and he can't unsave me. Jesus Christ has sealed me with the Spirit.
Amen.
Don't let Hollywood fool you. Them folks are living in misery. Them folks are miserable.
Hollywood is
miserable. I'm telling you, the Illuminati, the basketball players, the football players, and all these business-type things that people are doing, they're miserable. They want more to try to make themselves better, but they get worse. Young movie stars that was young and women that was young, they live to grow old, and you ought to see some of them. They look like they come from Dracula. They all shabby. They dress shabby. They some of them is broke. Some of them have a family. Nobody to take care of them. They don't go to church. They don't think about God. Yeah, maybe they might mention it once in a time if they get sick. They don't know who to call on. They want to blame God for all their foolishness and all their rotten living, and then blame God only because of the condition they're in. But let me tell you, you can't blame God on nothing. You did it to yourself. And one thing God don't want you to
do,
he wants you to reject him. If you reject him, then you're going to have to pay for your own sin.
That's right.
And that's one thing you don't want to have to do. Because if you have to pay for your own sins, guess what? You're going to be separated from God forever. And then you're going to have to suffer the torment that sin brings. Why? Because sin is the cause that God created hell for the devil and his angels, not for mankind. Young girl,
that's right.
Young boy, mid-age, 40, your 50s, your 60s, or your 70s, in your 80s, don't go through your life just going to church. Don't do that.
That's right.
Don't do that. Don't believe everything you hear from a preacher. Please don't believe that. Don't let him tell you nothing else. If he ain't telling you Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, you got to run like hell, because there is no way that you can go to heaven without accepting Jesus Christ. You got to accept him. You need to accept him.
That's right.
And Jesus Christ offering you right now. Why don't you come to him? Apostle Paul said, if you confess with your mouth, admit that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And the baptism
That's
with
right.
the water will come later on. Woo! You can get saved tonight if you will come to Jesus Christ and give your life, because you ain't going to be hearing us all the time. Amen. There's a day coming. Brother Jackson and me will be gone to glory. And I'm the kind of one, I'm one of them crazy preachers. Amen. I believe in the rapture. I do. I believe he's coming right now in the month of September. I believe that. That's me now.
Amen.
Believe it. I'll be coming in September. I'm getting ready now. I'm getting ready every day.
Amen.
And I'm not standing around looking and going up on the mountain with a white sheet on, with a crown on my head, waiting for him. I'm going to occupy till I come. I'm going to keep it until he comes back again. If I
That's
can't
right.
get into church, amen, I go on the street corner. I get a bullhorn. Woo!
Amen.
The people out on the street, they ain't in there singing in the choir. They ain't in there
right.
behind a pulpit praying. That's your job. And after you get through singing and praying, you ought to take your Bibles and take your congregation and just walk the streets. Oh, no, don't do that. I might get hot. I might get shot. I might get killed. Oh, man, I'd rather get killed serving Jesus Christ than get killed for not serving him. And people
That's
are
right.
dying without Christ. And they haven't even accepted him. Woo, that's dangerous. That's hot as hell. And you don't want to go to hell. God bless
That's
you.
That's right.
Come back with the doctors. Work it out for me. Go
Amen.
Ahead.
Amen, brother. Awesome word. Amen. Beautiful. Amen. Christ is soon to return. Amen. There ain't no plan. Ain't no second guessing. Amen. The pastors out here, like you said, amen. You don't hardly hear it. You don't hardly hear it enough. Amen. Let's put it like that. You don't hear it enough preached that Christ is soon to return. Amen. This has to be, should be the message that we should be
Come
preaching
on.
To the world, and that Christ is soon to return. Amen. We're teaching you and showing you things out of the book of Revelation. Amen. As it is unfolding before our very eyes. And so many souls are dying every single day. Hell is enlarging itself. Amen.
Oh, come
Hell
on, brother,
is enlarging itself. Amen. And we can only tell you what the Bible says. And look, people can say what they want. We have dealt with preachers and pastors coming up with their own opinions, saying their own things. Amen. I tell you one thing. I don't pride myself on what I think, because the Bible said, lean not towards
to your own.
Own understanding. Ain't that what it said? Ain't that what it
said,
doctor? Amen.
That's what it
Amen. There was a conversation that we had on Monday night. Amen. And it was about a pastor. Amen. A preacher. Amen. And I have to say this. This may come off a little mean, maybe a little hateful. Not hateful, but maybe kind of a little hurtful to people, because we all know people, may have known someone, have heard of someone, amen, that have taken their own life. Not everybody who claims to be a pastor or a preacher is a
Come
preacher.
On.
Not everybody
on,
in the
preacher.
Church is a church. They're not a believer, amen. We have to say that, because the Bible said that many Antichrist. I got to say this, amen, because I know we had the conversation,
ahead,
but amen, for the sake of time and because there were other people in the panel, we have to be respectful of everybody's time. But let me show you something in what the Bible says, amen, because
right.
as I said, amen, I don't condone anyone taking their life, amen. I don't believe that you can take your life as an adult, amen, and go to heaven. I don't believe that, amen. And I'm not here to say that you can't, but at the same time, I'm not judging nobody, but I can only tell you what the Bible says. Amen. Go with me to 1 John, amen, the second chapter.
Go ahead, brother.
And we're going to look at verse 18, because we will know why. The time is near, and this is why we preach and teach once saved, always saved. Salvation is through faith. What you believe is not through works, lest any man can boast. The brother just showed you over in the book of Hebrews, I believe it's the 11th chapter. If you look at those verses, it said by faith, each verse, it kept saying by faith. It is by faith that you're saved. Amen. The
Come
only
on.
Thing that you can do is surrender and give your life to Christ. This is why we drill home salvation. Every show we own, we're talking about salvation, how to become saved. Because so many people, I've seen this my whole life in church, from the time that I was a young man until now. People just attending church and don't even know what salvation is. That's why any teacher that I preach in, that I teach in, the first thing I want to know is, who am I talking to? I want to know if you're saved or not. Amen. That's why the Bible says, you say, well, how do you know? Well, the Bible says, try the spirits by the spirits. You're supposed to know who you are talking to in your church. I don't have people just coming to my church because I like the way they look. I like the way they dress. I like the car that they drive. I like the amount of money they put in the offering plate. I don't care about that. I care about your soul. And that's why we preach about salvation. That's why we preach to the soul. We don't preach to your car. We don't preach to your bank account. We don't preach to your good looks or how fine or how sexy you are. We don't preach to how much money you got in the bank. We preach to your soul, because your soul is what needs to be delivered. Your soul is the only thing that can, that you can carry with you into the next life. That is what we are talking about. So that's why I have to read this, and that's why I have to explain this. 1 John, the second chapter, verse 18. I'm telling you what the Bible says, not telling you what I know, not what I think. Amen. It says, little children, it is the last time, meaning that we are what? In the last days. This is why we are preaching this word. As ye have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. As I said, everybody in the church, we hate to break this sad news to you. Everybody that you go to on Sunday and listen to in the pulpit ain't saved. We got to say that. Everybody that's in the church ain't saved. You may sit next to them. You may like them. They may be some kin to you. You may even be married to them. But everybody is not saved. We got to
come
say
on,
that. Amen. And this is where the spirit of Antichrist come from. It says, watch what the writer said in 1 John, the second chapter, verse 19. It says, they, who are they? They are the and non-believers, those that have rejected Christ. They can sit in your church. I don't care if they've been in your church for 60 or 70 years. You'll be shocked and surprised how many people are sitting in church that are rejecting Christ. They are just in church. They ain't confess with their mouth. They ain't believe with the heart. I still know pastors and preachers right now that preach works. They still talk about you got to work your way to get into heaven. And all I can do is just shake my head. I say, Lord have mercy. He's still preaching that? In front of people, and people
come
still
on,
believe that. All I can do is tell you what the Bible said. They went out from us. Who went out from us? The non-believers. But they were not what? All of us. This
all
is
right.
The what the church of the land. These are the lukewarm people who come to your church who don't want to give you a hug, can't stand the sight of you. Them folks ain't got the love of God in them. You think somebody love you, but they can't stand the sight. I've sat in the church when I go to church, I sit on the front pew, not front. If I don't sit in the pulpit, I sit on the front pew with the deacons. There's a reason that I do that, because you want to know why? Behind me is a bunch of foolishness. I already know what goes on in the church. I've been going to church my whole life. I've actually looked and turned around in church and saw two people scowling at each other like they read the fight. I've actually been in church where people are going back and forth in church while the
come on
like they're about to fight. I said, Lord, what is going on? We are in the church. We ain't at the pool hall. We ain't at the club. We ain't at the bar. We ain't at the strip bar. We ain't at the football game. We are in church, and these folks are about to fight. I said, Lord, have mercy. The time that the brother just read to you about the last time. People are boasters. People are prideful. Lovers of themselves. Disobedient to parents. This is the age and the time that we are living in.
Yeah,
make no mistake
yeah.
about the time that we live in. You can't say, oh, well, how you know we in the last day? Look around you. Look on the news. Look on social media. Most folks don't even look at the news. Just look at social media. All this mess that's going on in the world. You don't think that we in the last time? Lord, the pastor should be preaching this. It said they went out from us, but they were not of us.
Oh.
Who was us? Us is the believers. Look throughout the Bible, look at the language of the Bible, and you'll see when you see the word us is referring to us as Israel. It refers to us as the believers, the church. But they are the who? Non-believers. They are the outsiders. They are the wolves in sheep clothes. Why do you think Christ talked about wolves in sheep clothes? Come on, y'all. Come on. I know this may be too heavy for some of y'all. It's too heavy for you. It's strong meat. Amen. I just got to say it. They went out. They are wolves in sheep. They look like church people. They act like church people. Look good, smell good, got nice car, got jewelry on, nice pearl, expensive clothes. I don't care how you want to sum it up. They may not have all these things, but they are wolves and sheep. I've seen them in every church I've been to. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen. And preaching, and I see them. Amen. But what's
Amen.
The For if they had been of us, and of, let me break this thing down for you. Let me start
break
over.
Break it down.
They
break
went
it
out
down.
From us. They are the non-believers. They went out from us, meaning that they left the church. And there's a reason that they left and never came back, because they were never saved. People talk about, oh, I know he used to be saved. Ain't no such thing as they used to be saved. Ain't no such thing as re-saved. Ain't no getting saved over again. Ain't no such once you say, when Christ saved, he didn't went to the cross. Once God saved you, that's good enough. You think God's power ain't good enough to save you? Well, you need to be re-saved. Christ ain't going back to the cross again. Amen.
Come on.
Amen. We know that he loves us enough that he might go back and do it again. But he said, ain't no need for me to come back and do this again. Because if you read the scriptures, basically he really didn't want to do it. He wanted to do it, but he didn't want to have to go through what he had to go through to do it. Because he knew that we couldn't do it. I know I couldn't do it. You spit on me, it might be a fight. Amen. You hit me with something, it might be a fight. I'm just going to be real with you. Amen. Amen. I'm just going to be real. I love you. Amen. But I ain't taking nobody spitting on me, and I ain't taking nobody hitting me. I'm just going to be real with you. Amen. Because like I said earlier in the show, I know how I am. Amen. Because Tim's the type of person I naturally respond if you do something to me. And I'm just going to be real. It's just in me. Amen. Because I guess because I grew up around men, if you do something to me, I naturally respond. Before I knew, I didn't respond it. Amen. So I know, I say, you know what? It's best that I go ahead and get saved and serve God. Because, amen, I'd rather live under his protection than my own, because I know my protection ain't good. Amen. Because my protection will get me in one or two places, either the jail or in the graveyard. See, that's what self do. When you trust in a gun or something like that, that's what it do. When you trust in the world, that's what it do. It gets you in big trouble. That's why I said, no, God, I need to give my life to you, and because I want to be under your protection, not man.
Amen.
Let me just read this verse. Amen.
Go ahead.
And then it says, but they were not of us. That's what the scripture is saying. They were never saved to begin with. They were just in the church. And I don't care what they did or what they said. They were just in the church. Because watch what the scripture said. For the scripture explains that for if they had been of us, in other words, if they had been saved, watch what it said, they would no doubt have what? Continue with us. In other words, if they were saved, they would have never left the church. Let me tell you something about salvation. Amen. Let me tell you something about the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God that lives within you. Once you become saved, which again is the conversation that Christ had with Nicodemus that one night, long time ago, over 2,000 years ago. See, he said, can a man be born again? Christ said, oh, you can only be born once of your mother. Amen. You can only come through that.
Amen, brother. Come on.
So once you get born again in the spirit, you only need to be born again one time. That's it.
That's
it. So if once you're born again, there's something inside of you that, even if you don't go to church, you're going to speak this word, whether it be on the street corner, whether it be witnessing the people up and down the street, amen, or if you get a bullhorn, like the brother said, be preaching the word. You don't have to go to church, amen, but you're going to preach the word. You're going to find yourself drawn to the people of God. You're going to do God's work, God's will is what I'm saying. See, a person is not saved. See, this stuff where people come into church, and they stayed up for 6 months to a year, then they go back in the world, and they doing everything. No, they ain't used to be saved. Not if you just gone back after like that. No, you ain't gave God no consideration. You don't give God no glory. You don't read your Bible. You don't set foot in the church. You don't fellowship with the brothers and sisters. No, they were never saved. The Bible said, how could they be saved? The
Come
Bible
on.
Is by the Spirit, by the Spirit. I'm just showing you what the scripture said. So it said they would no doubt have continued with us if they were saved. But watch what the scripture said. But they went out that they might be what? Made manifest. That, amen. That saying in the Greek translates to mean that they may be what? Made known. In other words, it was for you to know if they were saved or not, to know if they were real. See, this is how you find fake people out. Watch them. I tell my kids, people going to tell you who are and who they are. People can't wait. Some people say, if you give people 30 days, they'll show you exactly who they are. So these people, this day, though, you don't have to wait 30 days. You give them 3 days, they'll tell you who they are. That's why I tell people, how did you not know this about that person? The person can't sneak up on me and I not know if they evil. I don't need no 30 days. Man, I know in 3 days this person is up to no good. I've always had that spirit. You're supposed to discern the spirits. Try the spirits by the spirit. So you try the spirits of whether they're of God or not. They gonna show you like this person here ain't of God. This is the devil right here in front of me. He think that he
that's
or she
right.
think
that's
he's
right,
slick.
Brother.
Come
that's
on,
right.
Now. Talk to me. Talk to me.
Woo,
they think they slick.
Four,
I tell
you, turn it up. The devil can't come to that. Listen, I'm gonna go to the 17th chapter since you brought up the church because there's two kind of churches. And then there's the church that a lot of people have came into the church and mixed in with the church, and they're going under the Christian name, but they don't know nothing about salvation. They don't know nothing about the love of God. And in the 17th chapter of Revelation, John writes, according to the scriptures and the divine word of God, tells you exactly what this false church looks like on the outside.
That's right.
On the outside, how it look on the outside. A lot of people look good. Good God Almighty. Boy, some people come dressed to church, women.
Dressed to kill.
Children, old people. I mean, they be dressed. And here, John the Revelator gives us a picture of the false church in the 17th chapter of it. He says, and one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me. Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot, or in other words, the great whore, who sits up on humanity. In other words,
That's
humanity
right.
is composed of this false church. And it says, in whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, both spiritually and physically. The spiritual fornication is when somebody takes the word of God and try to put it in the form of Lucifer, trying to make the word of God defile. And in physical fornication, that means adultery, fornication, homosexuality, immorality, lesbianism, sodomites, incest, and sex. These folks.
That's right.
These folks do anything in this church because it's a fake, phony institution of Lucifer forming his own church. It's a church going to be unregenerated people who have never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Oh, I say that again. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ in the tribulation period, this church will form, and many people who are unregenerated, don't know Jesus Christ, will link up with this church, which is already in the making through the Roman Catholic Diocese. The Roman Catholic Diocese will lead you off, and guess what? In the homes of the king, the big shots, have committed fornication, the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
Mm.
You know, people are drunk with sex today. People are drunk. They're
Come
infected
on, doctor.
With all venereal diseases. They got chlamydia or whatever, gonorrhea, syphilis, HIV, incest. It is filthy. Listen to what it said. He said, and she carried me away in the spirit, in the wisdom, and I saw the woman sitting up on the scarlet beast, full of blaspheming. These folks cuss like a sailor. These folks said all kinds of blaspheming God, just like they did in Babylon, just like
That's
they
right.
did in the Median Empire, just like they did in the Roman Empire. They blasphemed God up and down. They tore down the Jewish temple. They rigor mortis everything they could get to do with the Jews. And here it says here, there's full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads, the seven world empires, the ten horns, the seven pure common market, which is NATO. That's NATO, the ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in, listen how she dressed. Good God Almighty. She's looking good, man. Oh, Lord, have mercy. He said, in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stone and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abomination and what? Filthiness of her fornication. Mm-hmm. In this church is called the World Church, that's composed of unregenerated people and the population of the earth. And they do all kinds of seances. They go witchcraft. They go voodoo. They do all kinds of demonic demons. And guess what? Demons are infested in this church. This church is
full of demons.
How can you figure out men that say they have religion use little girls? Little girls, 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10 and 11 and 12, little girls for their sex fantasy. This is going on in the church. It went on in the Roman Catholic Church. It's going on in a lot of churches today. People are having sex with the preacher. The sister having sex with the deacon. The young teenagers are having sex with each other. Older women having sex with younger men. Come on. It's in the church. Fake church. And it's creeping in, trying to what? What did the brother say? They didn't stay among us because they were not of us.
That's right.
If you of God, you live in holiness. If God is in your life, you want to live holy. You talk holy.
That's right.
You don't go around smoking, drinking, smoking, cussing, lying, cheating. You're going to going to Hooters, reading dirty lowdown magazines, and the church is full of what? Filthiness of her fornication, and on her forehead a name was written, Mystery Babylon, the Great.
That's right.
The mother of harlots, the mother of whores, and of the abomination of the earth. And I saw the woman, she was drunk with the blood of the saints. This is the church that's going to persecute the tribulation saints during the tribulation period. This is a church that's going to use the guillotines. They're going to use all kinds of horrific persecution. This is a church that's going to receive the mark of the beast. And when they receive the mark of the beast on the back of their hand or on their forehead, that means their soul is damned forever.
That's right.
And that's going to happen in the middle of the tribulation. This woman is going to be destroyed by the Antichrist because he's going to turn on his own church and cause them to worship him and stutter who themselves and worship who they want to. He's going to turn on them. My friends, are you in the true church or are you in the false church? Majority of the world, listen to me, majority of the world is going whoring after the false church.
That's right.
Why? Because men don't want to repent. They want to continue to do what they want to do. And when
they start
doing it and don't repent, most likely when they go into the tribulation period, they will get a whole lot of people convinced that this is the true church. And it's not the true church. True church will not be here. And I'm gonna give it over to the brother, and he's going to altar. We got about 20 minutes.
Amen.
The true church will be what? Gone to heaven. gone. You hear what I say? There is not going to be a post-tribulation. There's not going to be a end of time at the end of the tribulation. There's not going to be no rapture of the church. The rapture of the church is pre-tribulation rapture. The rapture will actually happen before. Huh? It will happen before the tribulation can start. And now, this war, oh my God, this war that's coming up, the next 4 months, it's going to be continual and continue until God will say this. And I believe, this is me now, I believe Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets, three more feasts, Lord's Feast or the Day of Appointment has to be fulfilled. It got to be fulfilled.
Amen.
If the Antichrist is 53 years old, and I know how old he is, I've been tracing this for the last 55 years. I've been tracing this man, and I found out exactly where he's coming from. Before, in 1976, I found out who the man is, and I know the man's father and the family, and even Daniel, in 606 B.C., saw the 10 horns come up. And when the 10 horns came up, he wondered what the horns was. And God showed him the 11th horn. And he said, this 11th horn has eyes and a mouth that speak great things. And the eyes and the mouth represent the Antichrist because he's going to try to blaspheme God. And the 11th country, listen to what I'm saying. This is real. This ain't no joke. This ain't no Playboy. This ain't no Jet magazine. This is the word of God. He said, I saw this horn, and it was a little horn, and it received strength. And when it got to the point that it received strength, it became the head. It became the head of the 10 European common market.
Mm.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. What country came in as the 11th horn? Lord, have mercy. The 11th horn that came in 1986 was Spain.
Mm.
Spain was the 11th horn. And out of Spain, the Antichrist will arrive. He has arrived already, and he is the king of Spain today. Only thing that's holding him back is the rapture of the church. The only thing is holding back the rapture of the church, number two, is the Gog and Magog war. Because
that's it.
When the Gog and Magog war gets set, immediately, the Lord is going to remove the church because the church will not be when Israel is invaded by Russia. The church will not be here. The church will be what? The true church, the born-again believers, baptized believers will be in heaven at the judgment seat of Christ.
Amen.
Looking down on the works that we have left here and told the world, try to tell the world, try to warn the world, look, this is what's going to happen. God is going to shake the heavens and shake the earth when
Amen.
He gets ready to destroy the Russian army, because 83% of the army of Russia will be land over the fields of the Holy Mount of Israel, and there will be blood, dead bodies. There will be eagles and buzzards eating their flesh, sucking their blood, and God is going to shake the earth so bad that every living human being will feel it. Because God said in the book of Ezekiel 38 and 39, he said, I'm going to sanctify myself. I'm at anger at Magog and God, and I'm going to prove to the world I'm going to shake myself and sanctify myself, because earth, men, women, boys and girls have tried to profane my name, and I'm going to show you what my name represents. And he's going to shake until the world says, oh, there is a God. There is a God. The whole earth is shaking. The birds are flying. Even the sea, the fishes in the sea is going to feel the shaking. God is tired. And I know what you're saying. God is tired, though. But God done showed his mercy on me. He done showed his mercy on the world. He done showed his mercy on the liars and the backbiters and the haters of God. He done showed his mercy to give you Jesus Christ to come down here and die for you, and you reject it, hell will be your home.
That's and right. That's,
I'm not saying that in anger. I'm saying that in love. You don't want to go
there. That's right. That's right.
I'm not mad. And if anybody have a right to be mad, God got a right to be mad. He got a right to be upset because he gave his only son to die for you. And you spit.
Amen.
You walking around like you, I don't need no God. I'm good enough. Well, You ain't good enough to go to heaven until you accept him. You need him tonight.
That's right.
You need him tonight. We're not doing this for prestige. We're not doing this for put my name in neon lights or go down the road in a long white Cadillac and get out with a cane trying to manipulate people. I ain't into that. I'm into this one thing, telling you the real gospel. Let me tell you, don't believe all these old crackpots that get on TV and ain't preaching Christ. If they ain't preaching Christ, you better leave them alone. You need to go home, get on your knees, say, Jesus, show me the way. Show me the way, Lord.
Amen.
Don't believe anything you hear. If you believe it and you got doubt, go to the Word. Go to the Word.
Amen.
God will see.
Right.
He'll open up your eyes and he'll let you see exactly where Gog and Magog is headed to. And he's going to head to the final World War III. And then World War III will lead you into Armageddon at the end of the tribulation period. And that's when, ooh, hallelujah, praise God, thank you, Jesus. That's when the church comes back with Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah, praise God. I'm saying amen. I can't help myself. My toenails are getting jumping. My feet get warm, and my chills come over my body because I'm going to be riding with Christ coming back to this earth. And I'm going to fight the battle of Armageddon.
Amen, that's right.
I know there's going to be an Armageddon because the Bible says so. And I know General MacArthur knew what he was talking about when in 1945, August the 6th, he stood out there on Tokyo Bay on the USS Missouri. And he said, listen to you. Listen, Japan. Listen to the world leaders. Listen to all the armies of the world. Listen, unless we find a more equitable way to settle our differences, and to get along with each other. If we don't find it, Armageddon lies at our front door. And you know that general was right. Armageddon is lying at our front door, and it's going to be started with World War III, with Russia, and with Israel.
Mm.
You need Jesus Christ tonight. And if I had a possible way to get some more salvation, I would take it. But salvation is complete. You
That's
need
right.
Jesus Christ. Young man, you need a young girl. If you're listening to me, or if you're wise, you'll turn away from sin. And sin can damn your soul. And whoever believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Whoever believeth not shall be damned. Don't go to hell. I can't go for you. Your mama can't go. Your daddy can't go. Your cat and dog can't go. Your mailman can't go. Your doctor can't go. Nobody can go. But Jesus took it all. Why don't you come? Confess with your mouth right now. And tell the Lord, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry for my sin. I'm sorry. I couldn't help from being born a sinner. That was laid up on Adam and Eve. And
that's right.
And when I was born in innocent. And I was a little baby, I was innocent. If I would have died as a little baby, I would have go to heaven because Jesus Christ paid the price.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
He paid. But I don't grew up now, and I like the world. And you telling the boys, ooh, I got a lot of boyfriends. And the guy said, man, I got a couple girls. That'll drive you to hell. That'll drive you to hell. And you don't want to go hell. You don't want to go to hell over sex. And I ain't saying sex will put you in hell, but if you disbelieve and don't confess with your mouth,
that's right.
If Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, you will go to hell. A lot of people say you go to hell.
That's right.
You go to hell. No, not necessarily you go to hell. No, you're going to hell because you refuse. You refuse. The love of God.
That's
salvation. The love of God is salvation. God loves
That's
you
it.
So much. He loves you so much. He ain't got no more sons. He don't want you to miss heaven. The devil wants you to miss heaven. The liars, all the good looks and all the money put before you, you say, I like this, I like this. I ain't worried about hell now. But let me tell you, that ain't going to last long. Making love to the young man, he's, oh, man, that feels good. That don't last long. You want something that lasts forever. Jesus Christ, you confess with your mouth, believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. The Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Brother, you want to work with that a little bit?
Amen, amen. I got a few minutes and I got to go. Amen. Awesome.
Go
brother.
Ahead.
Amen, amen. I want to talk about salvation, amen, before we leave, amen. Though we drilling
right.
it home, amen. We want you to be saved. We really do, amen. I know sometimes the word can come off strong, amen. I know sometimes it can kind of feel like we kind of just going a little hard, amen. But that's just the way it is, amen. I mean, we were growing up, amen. The pastors, they wasn't like when the pastors back in the day when I was here, I know definitely the preachers didn't play back in Elder Bazaar time. I know that for a fact, amen.
That's
so,
right. You're right,
amen. They definitely didn't play. They didn't play none of this foolishness that folks is playing and doing in the church now. Amen. So we just want you to not miss heaven. Amen. As we've said before, you don't see very much fire and brimstone sermons. It's really hardly at all this day and time. That's because the devil has fooled the world. The devil has lulled the world to sleep. And they love the world to sleep. Amen. Because why? They want you to miss heaven. The devil wants you to miss heaven. He wants you to miss the return of Christ. And the reason that we preach the way that we do not, trust me when I say this, we do not want you to miss heaven. We are on your side. We want you to go to heaven. We want you to receive salvation. We want you to go and receive your eternal rewards. Most of all, we want you to receive eternal life. And we definitely want you to come back with us. Amen. Amen.
Come on,
preacher. When we come back, the saints come back to reign with Christ at the Battle of Armageddon. We're gonna reign with Christ for 1,000 years. Man, I tell you, when I say I can't get over that, we're gonna actually get to come back to this earth. Man, when I was at church Sunday and I preached this sermon, I asked a question. I said, you know, I was in shock to learn many years ago that preachers, y'all not hearing what I'm saying, not just the people in the church, preachers was unaware, watch this, unaware that we were going to come back and reign for 1,000 years with Christ.
Come on.
Total shock. Couldn't believe it. I said, y'all got to be kidding me. You mean to tell me that the pastors don't know that we're going to come back for that? See, people think when the world won't really end at the end
come
of
on,
Lucifer's reign. It's not going to
come
end.
On.
Amen. Amen. Christ is going to come back. He said, you know what? We're not going to end it like that. Amen. We're not going to end
on.
It like that. Amen. And we're going to come
Amen.
Back. We're going to reign, and Christ is going to show the world how it's supposed to be. Amen.
Woo!
I'm grateful for that. He's going to show the world. Amen, doctor. Amen. He's going to show us how it's supposed to be done. Y'all not hearing me. He's going to show you how it's supposed to be done. And guess what? Guess what? You're going to get a brand new body. Man, I told them this Sunday they was in shock. You're going to get a brand new body. I said, these glasses that I wear, I won't need them no more. Amen.
Come on.
My
Come
hair
on.
Is gone. I may have her again. They started laughing. Amen. But it's true. I may have her again. More likely, I will, because we know that because we were born dead. We were born dying. These things took place. You didn't know at the time when you was a baby. You didn't know it at the time when you was a teenager. But you didn't know how you was going to look. When you look at people when they are teenagers and look at them at 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years old, they're totally different people. I just saw a classmate the other day at the store, Amen. I was in the store. He came up to me and shook my hand. You know, it's a shame when people come up and know you. You don't know. You're just looking crazy. He came up and shook my hand. I'm looking at him like, in my mind, who is this guy? Oh, man, I don't know this guy. He looked familiar. And he said, man, and we got to talking. And I had to ask him, amen, because, amen, I didn't want to lie and act and just act like I knew. I said, man, I got to ask you, where do I know you from? I have to ask you. I got to be honest with people. Amen, doctor. I got to be honest with you because I've had so many people in the last 5 or 6 years. You know, you ain't seen somebody in 30-something years. They look totally – I'm sure I look totally different. I don't look like how I looked when I was in high school. I had her. Amen. So when people see you – amen, doctor. When people see you, you know, I had to say, well, brother, well, he said, man – we went to school. So I'm your classmate. We graduated from Dunbar, the same school together. I was like, really? I said, okay. I said, what's your name? He told me his name. And when he said his last name, that's what joined. I said, oh, I know you. Okay.
So uh-huh.
I said, okay, so you the baby boy, because I went to school with his sister and his brother. That's who I went to school with. And so one of his older brothers went to school with one of my brothers. So that's I said, okay, so now I knew you because I went to school with his sister. His sister and his brother, we was in the same class, but he was below us. And that's how I said, okay. But when I was a senior, he was a sophomore in school. Amen. So the point that I'm making is, amen, you're going to look totally different when you come back. Amen. You're going to have a brand new body. The fat that's on your body will more likely be gone. The stretch marks. Amen, doctor. All the things that I guess don't look right. The blemishes. That's what I'm trying to say. All the blemishes on your body will be gone. You're gonna have a perfect body when Christ gets through with you. Who don't want that? Who don't want that?
Come on.
Amen. So you mean to tell me that, amen, so you mean to tell me you'd rather go to hell, to the lake of fire, burn for all eternity, miss all these beautiful eternal gifts, and God loves you. Don't think he, man, God is waiting to just hold you, hug you, love you. He can't wait. That's why he sent his son to die for you, just so you could be with him for all eternity, and you're going to sit there and act like that ain't what you don't want that? Man, I wouldn't miss heaven. Amen, doctor.
For nothing.
Man, I wouldn't miss heaven for nothing.
For nothing.
In the world. For nothing. I ain't going to miss heaven, amen, for no woman. I ain't going to miss heaven, amen, for
Come
no
on.
Money, for no cause, for no fame, fortune. Amen. You don't get me like that, fools. The Bible says, so for what profit a man to gain the whole world?
The whole world.
Amen.
And
lose his own
soul.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
We preach salvation. Every single, and I'm going to continue to do it, whether you like it or not, I'm going to continue to preach salvation because I love you. I know elder love you. We preach salvation because we don't want nobody to miss heaven. Heaven is yours. Heaven is free. Why do you think Christ died for your sin? Why do you think God sent his only begotten son? Why? Because heaven is easier than what you can ever imagine. Heaven is yours. Heaven is not some far off distant place that God don't want you to be. No, God wants you to be in heaven. Amen. That's the whole purpose of amen, doctor. That's the whole purpose of him sending his son to go through the cross and die on the cross because he knew that you and I couldn't do it. Amen. That's why he did it, because we are not worthy. Amen. It says over in Revelation, the blood said over in Revelation, amen. Who was worthy, amen, to open, to loosen the seals and to look in the book? The lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. Amen. The angel told John, weep not. Amen. For there is one found worthy. Amen. This is what this is about. Amen. I ain't going to miss heaven just because of what somebody say. Man, we teaching you to rightly divide the word. All you got to do is simply believe. That is it. You can't work your way into heaven. Ephesians, the second chapter, amen, I believe it's verse 8. Amen. I'm going to go there real quick. I'm going to turn back on to the brother. Amen, because I got to get out of here for the night. Amen.
Right.
Ephesians, amen, the second chapter, amen, verse 8. It says, for by grace, by the grace of God, that he sent his only begotten son to die for your sins. He looked down and pitied man and said, you know what? He told Adam in the garden, when Adam, he said this in the very beginning. He didn't wait till Enoch. He didn't wait till Noah. He didn't wait till Abraham. He didn't wait till Moses. He told Adam in the garden, I'm going to redeem you. I'm going to give you a second chance. I'm going to give man a second chance. He told him in the beginning, right before Satan and Slewfoot, amen, like the doctor said, Slewfoot sitting there looking with his jaw on the ground because he couldn't believe that God gave him a second chance. Slewfoot just sitting there. He told Slewfoot to his face, amen, Adam. Amen, doctor. He told him to his face, I'm going to give Adam a second chance to be redeemed. Slewfoot couldn't believe it because he can't get a second chance. He is messed up. Amen. He's going to the lake of fire to fire. But for us, we get a second chance. God is waiting on you with open arms to come to him, to be in heaven with him for all eternity. It don't matter how you look. Amen. If you're small, tall, big, rich, poor, beautiful, ugly, fine, sexy, not so sexy. It don't matter about none of that. Come on to God. Amen. It says, for by grace ye are what? Saved. You are saved because of Christ. And how you say? You're saved through your faith. That's what we've been talking about tonight. You only saved because you believe. Amen. And that not of yourself. The word just proved itself. Paul wrote it. Not nothing that I've done. Ain't nothing Tim can do to put himself in heaven. It says it is the gift of God. Whenever have you known for a person to work for a gift? If I give you a car, you don't owe me nothing for it. If I put $1 million in your bank account and say you don't know me, you don't owe me nothing for it, you don't owe me. God has given us the greatest gift known to man and said it's free. It's a gift. And all you got to do is just open your mouth and confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. And the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. And the Bible says in verse 9, not of works, least any man would boast. I wish you would think you would go before God and say, God, I did this, this, and that, that. And that's how I'm saying, I wish you would. And he's going to point you right over to them angels. They're going to cast you right in the lake of fire. You can play with God all you want. Play with it all you want. I can only tell you what the Bible says, and I believe this book. If you
think
one, you go, I know pastors. I know, man, I had a discussion years ago with a pastor. He tried to tell me he don't sin. And I looked at him dead in his face like, brother, what do you mean you don't see? And I'm going to show y'all that scripture the next time I come on the earth. I said, bro, I don't see it. He said, no. I showed him a scripture, and I'm going to show it to y'all. If y'all come back, what is this, when? If y'all come back Saturday night, I'm going to show y'all that scripture, amen. And I'm going to show it to you that, amen, there is no such thing. We all sin and have fallen short of the glory of God. And, again, it's by the grace of God, through eternal life that we are saved. Go ahead, doctor. Y'all have a good
all
night. God bless you. I'll be talking to you on tomorrow, brother. I love you. Love everybody. We're going to do this thing, brother. Hey, thank you, brother. Amen. We're going to do this thing, and we're going to continue to win souls for Christ. Come on and join this family. Amen. We ain't mad at nobody. We don't hate nobody. We love you because we want you to take part in this great, such a great, how can we neglect such a great salvation? Amen, brother. Good night. Take care, brother. Take it away.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Brother Jackson. We thank you for the ones that's listening in. We appreciate your listening in. You continue to listen in. This is Elder Bazaar, Watchman on the Wall, End Time Internet Ministry. And Brother Jackson is my co-worker, my co-companion to preach this gospel. Like I said, repent, turn from you. Sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Bible says you shall be saved. Amen. God bless you. Bless you astronomical. You will never be the same. Once you receive Christ in your life, you become a new creature. And you don't have to worry about sleeping the night and not waking up in the morning. Either sleeping the night without Christ and end up in hell. I don't want you to go. You can come to him right now. Just confess with your mouth, believe with your heart that God actually gave himself through his son and shed his blood that you can have eternal life and live with Jesus Christ forever. We thank you for your listening. Call your friends up. Let them know we're living in the end times. Let them know Jesus Christ is coming back again. Let them know he's coming back soon. And we ask you right now to continue to pray for this ministry and we'll be what you expecting, amen, to be enlightened on what the word of God. Jesus loves you. I love you. And, buddy, that's a whole lot of love.